Virginia has just become the first state in the nation to require every public school to establish a threat assessment team.
After every school shooting or high-profile event, school administrators are naturally concerned about school safety. And threat assessment is really an alternative to zero tolerance. Whereas zero tolerance involves simply applying the same punishment regardless of the situation or the circumstances, threat assessment gives school administrators a way to look at the specific circumstances, to weigh the seriousness of the student's misbehavior, the risk of violence, and then to have consequences that are kind of appropriate to the seriousness of the student's behavior.
You literally have a textbook for this kind of thing.
Yes, we have a threat assessment manual that has a decision tree that allows them to go step by step through the process of interviewing students, gathering information about a threat or threatening behavior, and then a process to try to resolve simple threats that maybe someone is angry and upset and says something rhetorical or something that they don't really mean. That can be resolved. If the situation proves to be more serious, there are additional steps that they would take, including a mental health assessment of the student, in some cases a law enforcement investigation, and in the most serious cases, then they're able to take appropriate action. But we see this as a graduated approach, and most threats that students make are relatively benign and can be easily resolved.
About 1,000 public schools in Virginia, that's about half, are currently using threat assessment teams, and most of those teams are using Cornell's model.
Now that all schools are mandated to have a threat assessment team, we've agreed to assist the state in providing free training, and so we've set up a series of workshops that are available all across the state. So again, the challenge for schools is not to overreact or underreact. And we think our threat assessment model gives them some guidance in how to do that.
The first of a series of training sessions for educators was this week in Hampton. There will be four more in regions across the state, concluding at Richard Bland in Petersburg August 29th. Eddie says he believes schools are becoming safer.
We've only been keeping good records on school safety since the early 1990s, and we started doing that because juvenile crime was very high and school crime was very high. And what we know is that since the 1990s, schools have gotten much safer. Serious violent crime is much less frequent, although we do hear about it a lot. It's far less common, and schools are generally safer and more positive environments than they've ever been.
Dewey Cornell is the UVA education professor tapped to train school threat assessment teams across the state as Virginia becomes the first in the nation to make those teams mandatory in every school in the Commonwealth. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.